It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 690.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Blame Monday.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to blame today?
Oh, look.
Or you can blame anyone. Anyone in the comments, they feel like blaming something on somebody else, let us know.
So we are late. It's currently 4:17. We normally start the show at 4. You'll notice that...
I don't know what the holdup was.
What was that, George?
Oh, no.
I don't know what the holdup was.
Well, the holdup was... I mean, you were doing your other work. You had some other work that you needed to get done. And so we have made some upgrades on the show. You'll notice that we had a couple of tech issues previously with sync. And so we've made some upgrades for Sevs, for TJ, and I did a handover of equipment with George, and so George should be running a beautifully crisp shot and everything should be fine, but yeah. He fucked it.
Yeah, and Lyndon's picked up on 97's got a rocking a new angle, new camera angle, yes. Which
it's
nice.
It's beautiful,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. You can even see the purple... There you go, purple LED.
Yeah, you've got a little bit of a little accentuated light. Isn't that such a nicer shot? I feel like it suits your skin tone so much better.
Well, I'm glad you like it. That's good.
You don't like
it? Rosy little cheeks.
No, I'm happy with it. Okay. It's great.
I like his rosy little cheeks.
How are you feeling, cute. George, out of 100, though? You're normally quite high. How are you feeling?
It's been a stressful 20 minutes. I'm at about a 40, I reckon. Sorry, tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow I'll be looking good.
Okay. All right, good.
Promise.
Yeah. Mate, you always look good. Don't worry about it.
Thanks.
Oh, mate. I mean, I'm just having tech troubles of my own for this website that I wanted to read something to, but it's not happening. So, you know what? Fuck off Monday. It's no good. The internet's done. It's all done. No, I'm done.
It was all going well. I mean, TJ, do you provide tech support to anyone in your family?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is I just get to take a back seat when you guys are around, which makes you guys think I'm absolutely useless with tech. Mm. But I actually know quite a bit. I reckon if the average person is at a 4, I'm at a 7.9 and you... You
in regards cool dudes to technical are at stuff.
Yeah. You guys are at 10.3.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, for my mum, definitely.
Do you blow up or are you pretty, like, do you stay pretty calm?
Oh, It's very hard. Mm-hmm. It's very hard because I just say to my mum now, go away and write down your problem because a lot of it isn't actually a problem. It's mm-hmm. just that you haven't worked out what you were wanting to ask me. And so then the blow up happens because it's a lack of communication around. She just feels a certain way about something.
Mm-hmm. What's the last technical problem that you fixed?
Oh, God, I can't remember. She's asking me about YouTube stuff. I've been doing some YouTube things for her. She's got a meditation series that she sends out to all, you know, her Gronk squad, which are, you know, women over the age of 50. Mm-hmm. And I've been helping her with that. Yeah. But, you know, thinking, what's a subscriber? What do I do now? I've got subscribers. What do I do now?
Yeah.
That's not really
but it's good. I mean, it's amazing what she's doing. Like, the thing is that I understand that everyone's just doing their best. Like, George, before the show, you were just doing your best.
I did call you at about 3 saying, let's just do it tomorrow because, you know, I don't think I've got time.
Yeah.
And then about 5 to 4, you're like, we can do this.
Well, I just felt like, you know what, like we can. I know. I just feel like I like to push things a little bit further.
Now I'm disappointed.
You know, try and get it done. I am too. Yeah.
Well, I
because it always ends up the same way, which is like, look, I'll just have to, I'll have to do it.
We have sad joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. Slightly annoying.
Which I can't tell the difference between sad George and happy George.
That's true. That's true.
I'm always getting slammed when I join the call anyway. So
well, it's because you always don't have your headphones on, so we can hear ourselves. Sevs, have you fixed your internet at home for your family?
I think so. So, we've got two, like, wireless access points and they're working and people are getting Wi-Fi, but I'm getting a notification probably every half an hour saying that they've gone rogue.
Could you just turn off the notifications?
That's exactly what I've done.
Yeah.
So they're working. They appear to be working fine, but yeah, I
think it's like all good now. There was a guy who wrote for like a car like article. Like I remember what's it called when you do like in the newspaper? He had like a column, and someone was saying that they had an issue where there was some rubber stuff with their windows that wasn't properly sealed, so it was making a noise. And the suggestion of the guy was just to play music, so you couldn't hear it, which sort of seems like the same solution.
Russ Keyes has had a shit start.
Why has Russ had a shit start?
Russ has had a shit start today. His front tire's been slashed.
What has he done?
Slashed.
Yeah. Did he park like a moron or what?
Slashed is pretty aggressive. Like. Mm. I've had someone, I came out the front of my house. This is when I lived out the back of my personal training studio. And I walked over to my car. I'm like, got into it. And I was like, what the fuck is all this white powder? And then I was like, oh no, my front windscreen's smashed. And then I jump out and my whole car has been fingerprint dusted. And someone had been seen jumping on my windscreen. And it was nothing to do with me because he jumped on three other people's cars within the, 100 meter radius. Some drunk guy just been walking past, jumping on people's windscreens. It's so frustrating. And the cops what are you had doing already been there. Like, they'd already been. They didn't notify me. Wow. I came out and my next door neighbor was out as well. And I was like, oh God, that's annoying.
You think there's not much you can do. You, surely.
Well, they wouldn't know.
If they're
like,
dusting
they could,
your car.
Do the police have your phone number? If they found your license, do... Mason, your L platers. If they found your L platers for your 20-year-old self, would they be able to look it up and find your mobile number?
Surely.
What's the access? So what
they would do, you could definitely, from your rego, you could definitely get your house address, which is enough to go knock on the door, especially if it's right there.
Mm. Yeah, but it's a fair bit of work just for a smashed windscreen. Like, that's a lot of work. I'm just trying to work out what would the police actually have. When they type in Josh Jansen, what comes up?
Well, okay, when I called them about the storage cage being broken into, they wanted to know if I'd called the police or filed an incident before. And I said no.
You said, trick question.
No, well, the thing is because I hadn't. I didn't think I had because everything I call 000, but it's not actually, filing a report. But then we went through, they said, oh, you have. Can you just give me the address? And so it took me like 2 minutes to figure out because I've been to, lived at so many places. And it was when I was 18, my car was broken into. But I'd completely forgotten about it.
I mean, it's a matter of privacy, like how much information the cops have. I don't know. I've never spoken to a cop to ask them what they could look up and what they could find out about us. But what about the coronavirus tracking app that's going to be rolled out? How do we feel about this?
What's the deal?
Okay. Sevs, do you know much about this tech guy? Tech guy Sevs?
Yeah. Well, so what the plan is, I think, so Google and Apple have teamed up, and what they're doing is they're across all like Android and iOS phones, they're going to use Bluetooth when you're near another person's phone, and it'll send like a little key to them so you can trace who you've been next to or near.
Okay.
And so then like different countries like Australia is building their own app on top of that hooks into it, and so it's so if you get the virus then you can what is it called? Contact trace back to who you've been in contact with. And so,
if you go in and if you install it now, you don't have it, you get the coronavirus in 3 months. And then they, from the time, maybe 2 weeks before you've shown symptoms, they can then track who's had it, contact them, tell them to isolate, so on and so forth. They want to get, ScoMo said he wants 40% of Australians to have this on their phone. Singapore only got 20% of people doing it.
So it was quite effective for Singapore, wasn't it?
Well, Singapore had some great success early days, but then it sort of something happened. They just got a bit relaxed, and then it came back, and yeah, they've sort of locked it down a bit harder now. Mm. But it's much smaller.
I think there's like, also
Singapore's very tiny compared to, as in the land.
I think there's mass. Also there's something where ScoMo said that they're going to make it compulsory. Potentially,
because he has to have that
40%, otherwise it's ineffective.
This article's reading hoping. I mean, this is it. Mm. I heard yesterday from somebody saying that they're requiring 40%.
Does anyone actually amongst us have an issue with downloading it?
I mean, to be honest,
I heard that Barnaby's not doing it.
Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby's like, nah, not doing it. I don't trust the government. I'm like, you are the government.
Yeah, I mean,
so TJ, would you do it?
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would, because I'm also the guy that pushes back on people who are like, you know, nah, I want my privacy. It's like, mate, what do you got to hide? But I don't know how well that argument stands up if you start really looking at how the government have handled things previously. And
well, if it can help people, it seems ridiculous not to do it. It seems like this same type of behavior is being like, nah, I want to be able to, I want freedom. I want to go and walk around.
Yeah. If it meant that we could get it, because they were saying that it's, mate, I'm sad, George, we won't be able to have beer at the pub until after winter, at least. We got in a few before. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, they're saying pubs and restaurants are pretty far down the line as far as what's opened up first.
Doesn't it feel a bit different though now? Like I almost feel completely detached from everything that's happening.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. It wasn't until I watched that Global Citizen thing or whatever and I was like, oh shit, like it's still happening. I think it's because I'm not consuming the news. And the other thing too is I think I've just become immune to, what, Sebs?
Immune to it.
Definitely not immune.
Immune to what, Josh?
No, just to the numbers and stuff. Like it seems, don't you think it seems so foreign?
Yeah, I mean the chance of getting it at this point.
Like the actual coronavirus. Like actually.
For us.
Yeah, like do you have any, so other than your neighbour, George, do you know anyone that's had coronavirus?
Nah. No, I don't think so. I don't think I know anyone. I feel like Australia's done pretty well at flattening the curve.
Update.
Okay. Yeah.
My auntie's friend has died from it. It's quite sad.
Oh, shit.
My dad knew her, did some work at her house, some gardening stuff, and she passed away recently. Older woman. Not to take away from it, but it's still full on. And then at that moment I was like, oh fuck, now it's getting to the point where, last week a guy who, you know, got it, I know him well enough to give him a call, or, you know, friend of a friend, or, you know, next door neighbor. It's now that at that point it's like, and our cases are low. Think about the States.
If anyone that you and I know together dies, can you not tell me the news by saying update? Because it's sort of
I won't update because I hadn't told you that yesterday. I found that out yesterday. Mm. But it's I mean, what do you think? What about working again? Like, what about?
This is the
hard bit. Is what does it look like to go? There's no going back to before, but there's a version of restarting, or a version of sort of. And that's why I think it's probably harder for people like you, Josh, who quite enjoys the isolation. You're getting your sort of recharge from this show and then being at home. And so then just imagine like launching back into doing lots of
what does it look like? Like I reckon I haven't been busier in a lot of ways. Like so what is
Yeah.
So we've just changed what the work is.
What you're saying is that it's not going to be the same and you're not going to do what it was before.
I think it's up for negotiation now what work is. And if you can create a new way of doing work. Yeah, I think that there's I think there's a bunch of things. Like, I don't think it's going to be we go back and everything is the same as it used to be. I think that these things were always going to I think we were going to evolve into allowing working from home and all of that sort of stuff anyway.
Yeah, I mean, people have been saying that for quite some time, and this is that real, you know, catapult into that, which it makes a lot of sense though. But then it's like, I think, don't you think that the majority of businesses are going to approach it like it is like they are going back? Because if you're a big business that has a lease and has, you know, 50 people on site, that's usually there. All the agencies, all that agency style businesses, marketing agencies, sales forces, people that are out on the road speaking to people, like that shit is going to restart at some point as soon as the legally they can. And so,
and there'll be in there person, is a lot of people. There'll be in-person filming. That's obviously like the short doco style stuff is obviously something we'll still do, but I don't know if it's necessarily, what is it? If you were to pick what the things are going to change, what does that look like?
Oh, I mean, for me, it's, I just feel, think about what it will feel like being around a lot of other people.
Mm.
You know, we haven't considered washing. I haven't considered at depth washing your hands like you do now. Like, think about all the germs we would have been encountering previously with our hygiene.
Mm.
Even if you have got it quite dialed in, it's still now it's like the thought of that, the thought of being close to people, the thought of being in a sweaty nightclub, all these things. But we're in a bubble too, because there is probably people that don't give a shit. Yeah. They're just ready to launch.
Yeah, I don't know.
That. But I also think that I quite enjoy this. Like, it means that I could be anywhere. I don't have to be in Bulleen. I could be down the coast. Like, I think the thing is, it's, you are constantly thinking, I can't make money being in a different area, a different location, which to some degree, geography is a factor. But now, you know, so it's like all the groundwork that you've put in previously, and now you can sort of take that step to be more remote than you have been. I quite like it. I'd like to live down the coast. Good internet.
Yeah. I think that part of it too is just the reframe of, I think the good thing is that it's forced us all to do the reframe, and because we've all done the reframe, it makes the individual decisions a lot easier, because now if you come up with that idea, it's not the most far-fetched thing. Whereas when you're in the office, it's a lot harder.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, are we telling our real estate agent right now that we're not coming back?
Yeah,
the lease is done. What about a studio? What about high volume, like radio stations where they've got people coming through the doors constantly? It's a revolving door. What are those? What does that look like?
But what if you look at like the lease of like $40,000 or whatever, including outgoings? Is it, how could you use the $40,000 in a better way? I feel like there's so many other ways that we could, like, you could spend $10,000 on each of our home studios, and then you've got that set up forever. Would that potentially be a better investment?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, there is something about, I mean, I feel for cinemas, dude. What the fuck are cinemas going
to
do?
I'll still go to the movies.
Will you?
Yeah. I like it. Like, I think that...
If they open up 2 weeks, will you go? In 2 weeks' time, would you go?
In 2 weeks? No, probably not in 2 weeks.
And so that's the thing. It's when. And so that's the unknown, right? I only push you on the time frame because I think I'd like to go, but then I'm like, when the fuck would I go? When?
Yeah.
What do I need to know for me to feel comfy to go and watch John Wick?
Yeah.
Actually, fucking John Wick comes out, I'm going. I don't care. Next week?
When is John Wick next? When is it coming?
John Wick 4, I think it's 2022. Or definitely 2021, late 21, 22.
Shannon says, so true, but what about with guests? Would still be cool for a central place to go and record with guests. Yeah. I mean, I think that was our whole hypothesis, Shannon, with the studio was you create this space that creative people can come in. You have the great guests. You like we're very close to like the CBD in Melbourne. But then if it is, yeah, I wonder how much more it brings. Like if we dial this in, like I think that we're bringing it closer and closer to a point where it wouldn't actually make a difference if we're in person or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think, I mean, the for us, we had big plans of different type of bigger space. And so, I mean, all that kind of stuff gets, you have to rethink it now. I don't have the thoughts about it yet. But, I mean, co-working spaces, I think, will still exist. There'll be places that you could set up a centralized studio that you could have as your own. Yeah. The, you know, that isn't the commitment like what we have had in the past.
Just a small, it could be a small studio space that's just like for George could be there, and there could also be like a booth or whatever. The only thing is, George, can you do the tech? can you manage the tech element? You, I don't know if I can, if we've got an A-list celeb guest and you're trying to work out how to turn the headphones on. Could be problematic. Yeah.
Little nightmare. Sam Harris sends a microphone to people. Really? He sends a microphone. Yeah,
it's a good idea.
It's cheap now. It's like here's a present from me to you. Mm-hmm. I think when you've got zero money at the very beginning of anything,
that's a couple hundred bucks. The fear is very.
But
if you're making like, 10 grand a show or whatever through ads,
plus his app, I think it changes everything. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm. I mean, I was looking at house prices in Byron Bay yesterday. I think, you know, talking about down the coast, it's like you start looking a bit. And I mean,
how much were they?
Not that I have a deposit for a place, but you still kind of just look, mate. Byron Bay, Jesus Christ, $985,000 is the median house price. That is 35 grand higher than Sydney, which has a ridiculous housing price. What's going on, mate? I mean,
I would have thought it would have been more, to be honest.
Your mum's hit the jackpot. Lives in Byron. It's
Tones
full on.
And I, yeah, Tones and I Tones started and I. there. Exciting. Do you like
she's
Tones and
Victoria,
I?
She's from Victoria, though.
But she did her whole... you don't like Tones and I?
cannot stand her.
Why? Oh, I think we've hit a nerve here.
Dance monkey.
What don't you like about...
No, it's annoying. I get it.
No, what don't you like about Tones and I?
So overplayed. She's got a... Just her voice is a bit weird. She's... I don't know. She's just not my style, Josh.
Okay.
No, I get it.
Not for me.
Okay. TJ, has your battery gone flat? Is that what's happened?
No, I just turned. Oh, sorry.
TJ, what are you doing?
I turned off the camera in VMix, which I had never done before, or which I always do every time I get into the show.
What do you mean?
Just if you want to hide it, just click the button to the right of the microphone.
Yeah, it's new. The new system we're using, we're feeding the camera into VMix, which I usually turn it off.
Okay, it's played up with the sync a little bit. But George,
people
what are you
doing with me, by the way?
Really?
Three Tones and I. Yeah. Well,
people are agreeing. Well, Alex is. Yeah, right. Show Baker is.
Grace says George's Tanty.
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah. I tried to listen to packages, whatever they're called. Parcels.
The one that you posted in the Facebook group, George.
Oh, parcels.
Yeah. Not many lyrics.
What was your problem? Hey, it's a slow burn. No, you got to listen to the album. That was a different. This is a new studio album. Go and listen to the album. It's all lyrics. It's
why didn't you paste in the album then? Why did you paste in the?
Because that one just got released like that day, and I thought it was cool. You know.
Okay.
That was my song of the week,
George.
It was a newie.
If Tones and I was here right now, I've completely lost my sync. By the way, if Tones and I was here, and you just had to give us some constructive feedback to up her game, that would mean that you would listen. What would you say to it?
I mean. I got to give it to her. She's done, you know, she's gotten there from being a busker. But for me, so she must be doing something right. But from a bit of advice, just sing a bit more normal.
Sing a bit more normal.
Change your voice a bit.
Oh, no.
How much of it, like,
pronounce your words properly?
Is it frustrating? How much of this is you just pushing back on popular culture?
Well, I mean, she was overplayed big time, so maybe that's
overplayed on
something to do with it. On every single station and every single TV show.
And so you listen to radio, do you? Like, what stations were you listening to?
Well, in Ubers and stuff, it's on all the time.
So yeah, George, her song Dance Monkey nearly has 1 billion plays on YouTube. Last night I was on YouTube and I was just reading comments in songs. Like, even you go to, like, The Weeknd, I Can't Feel My Face, and the comments are still coming through.
Or are you just telling us you can't feel your face?
The Weeknd, I Can't Feel My Face, is a song. Okay. It's had 1.4 billion streams or something.
You would have billion heard it, plays. Josh.
Ridiculous.
Okay. You've sung it before.
But I've just jumped onto Tones and I, because I think it's now a thing.
Oh, I've got another reason why I can't stand her.
Here we go.
What is it?
The other reason why I can't stand is because of the name. Shocking name. What, Tones and I, grammatically, it's not actually that correct.
So what should it be? Tones and Me? Or what?
That's more correct, yeah. It is.
God, the comments are quite normal on Tones and I's Dance Monkey. This is bizarre. I mean, George, I think you might be totally way off for this one.
Yeah, I think you've really missed the mark on this one.
Hey. It's not for me. It's fine.
I'm only here to find that comment.
But the way that you're talking about it, we couldn't. Like, you're not comfortable with anyone listening.
Well, no. You asked me if I liked her, and I said can't stand her. That's it. So
all right. Well, we'll name this episode "George Hates Tones and I."
Well, that's ruined that chance of her coming on the show.
She can come on. Nah, she can come
up. You just can't be there.
Any other celebrities you don't like, George?
I have to think about that one. Don't know. Can't think off the top of my head.
Okay. What about if we were to have a segment like George's cancels? Like, you were to cancel someone every week. If you were to cancel,
do you like Will Smith?
Yeah, I like Will Smith. I got nothing against Will Smith.
George Clooney.
Yeah, he's good.
Madonna.
Nothing against her.
You were delayed. I feel like you got an issue with women. Do you have an issue with women, George?
No.
Missy Higgins.
Who don't I like? Yeah, I like Missy Higgins.
Yeah. Now, Madonna can be questionable. She's done some weird shit at the moment. Just her in a bathtub.
And so that's what it seems like you have the issue
Shannon,
with.
Shannon says, I've never said I don't like her as a person. I just can't stand the music. She's probably a great chick and
who?
She's done well
Tones
for herself
and
in her career. Tones and I.
I guess if you're at the top, you can be up for criticism. Not that you take it on board. I'm sure she's doing fine, mate.
I'm in the arena, so I'm allowed to.
What, because of your hump day replays?
He's definitely not in the arena. There's no spotlight on you right now, George.
If anything, your shot is almost
so
completely black.
It's a nightmare. It's really put me off, to be honest. It was really hard to concentrate with your shit shot. We spent so much time. We didn't even get a chance to do the VIP Gronk stuff. Like,
WhatsApp.
We haven't set up any of the WhatsApp stuff. We still need to do that.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Anyway.
We're getting there. Tomorrow.
It was a good show in the morning, though, wasn't it? Yesterday, the morning show.
This morning was good.
An hour 25. How good's that?
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm tight.
Oh, okay. Happy Monday, like Kyle Sanderlands? Just last one, George.
No. Don't like Kyle Sanderlands.
Okay.
All
right.
Jackie O?
Andrew Bolt.
Yeah. That's an obvious one, isn't it?
Don't like him.
Yeah.
Don't like him at all.
Did you watch the interview with George Powell? What did you think of that?
No, I haven't watched it. No. Haven't watched it. Also, that other guy, Sam Newman. Don't like him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, don't like Sam Newman either.
Bag, isn't
it? That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I feel like TJ's got a soft spot for Sam Newman.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
Really? So you agree on the Sam Newman thing?
What about Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I like Owen Wilson.
I love Owen Wilson.
Great.
Think about these uber famous people that we're talking about. You hardly hear from them. You know, you don't really know what's going on in Brad Pitt's mind. Tom Cruise. Actually, yeah, Tom Cruise is on the couch. What do you like? What about Tom Cruise? What do you think about Tom?
Yeah, I like Tom. I like Tom.
Oprah?
I'm trying to think of this. Yeah,
powerful woman you wouldn't like. Fine. She's fine.
Who's the...
You're more of a Dr. Oz guy.
I love Oprah. There's an actor, I can't think of his name, but that would be a controversial one. I reckon you guys wouldn't agree with me on that one.
Like, who is he? Name. Wouldn't like him.
Ruffalo.
Carol George.
Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo. Oh, yeah.
Nah, he's great. I like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, the Hulk, he's sick.
I don't...
What's wrong with him?
Nah, I don't like him.
Really?
Why? Actor.
What about Alec Baldwin? Do you like Alec?
Yeah, I like Alec.
Shit actor.
Okay.
Alec.
Can we get a comprehensive list in a spreadsheet and all it says is their name, I like them, I don't like them.
Yeah,
and
it's like, just going to tick. Queen Gronk's perfume spreadsheet. What about Amy Schumer?
Oh, yeah. I love Amy Schumer. I think she's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, I love Rebel Wilson as well.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's awesome. Yeah, nothing.
What is it, Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, I love Melissa McCarthy. See, I love most people,
one of
guys.
The other comedians.
And I don't not like Mark Ruffalo. I just think
didn't
he's...
Didn't you say that Ruffalo guy
shit,
I don't like?
He's a shit actor.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Chris Hemsworth isn't a great actor either.
Yeah.
Oh, that hits home for George from Byron.
He's a good actor.
Oh, see, look at the Byron boys are just backing each other up. Very cute.
Russ says Sam's going viral ranting about not being able to play golf. Gray says, aren't the golf courses open?
And Alex says, no, the golf courses aren't open.
Okay. What's an activity that we could all do together, the four of us, when things are open? Go-karting?
10-pin bowling.
Any? Oh. Any that we can think of? Because they're all closed right now.
What about tennis? Can we do tennis?
I could get bouldering.
Oh, yeah.
No, not bouldering.
We could do like rock climbing. We could do go-karting. All these. Yeah, that'd be great. Like go-karting's great. Laser force.
Maybe in WA.
Here we go.
Grace has asked for the for the exclusive that the golf courses are still open in... The golf courses are open in WA. Robert says it's closed in Victoria only. So there we go.
And we're putting the exclusive just in case Ben Fordham uses a grab from this show. It came from the Daily Talk Show and I hope we get a credit. Thank you.
Great.
Just trying to think of other names that George, people that George, Tom Hanks.
Oh, hang on. Okay. Matt Damon.
Love Tom Hanks. Love Matt Damon.
What about the guy that's got sort of the twang that has his shirt off a lot?
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, McConaughey.
Yeah, McConaughey.
Brad Pitt.
McConaughey's great.
Yeah, I like McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love McConaughey.
Yeah.
Him on Instagram is the best thing.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
I mean, yeah. I don't... Yeah, same.
Not
I don't
like
follow
it.
Her stuff that closely.
I tell you what, if you... Sure, I mean, a lot. Gwen gets a lot of shit, I think. If you've just watched Iron Man, I quite like her. I think she's great.
Yeah.
But that's a character, right? She plays a great character in Iron Man. Anyway.
Hang on.
Grace was the exclusive. The run the banner wasn't for the WA thing. It was for not liking Chris Hemsworth's acting. which is quite funny.
This is the problem with the cross players. This is, it's a bit of a nightmare. Let's do Mila Kunis.
Love her.
Emma Watson.
Love her.
Julia Roberts.
70%.
What's your issue with Julia?
I don't know.
What's the 30?
She's good. She's good.
Nicole Kidman.
I just don't like. Oh, 70.
Yeah, no, probably 80, the same.
80%.
Nah,
Jennifer 80%. Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Yes,
she's great.
Reese Witherspoon.
What about?
She's good. I actually love Reese Witherspoon.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
She's great.
Me?
Is that the issue?
She did the Quiet Place and John Krasinski.
I don't know any actors celebrities.
She's great.
But I know that the connection because I watched the video. Like, there's the Good News. Have you seen the Office guys doing that Good News show?
Oh, yeah. He did a prom.
Oh, really? Oh, was that him?
After we did our formal. Yeah.
Oh, that's upsetting.
It's the good... What is it? The Good News Network or something like that?
To finish it off, this is a big one. Helen Mirren.
Can't even picture her, to be honest.
The only reason I know her, I've just like Googled. But no, Brie loves Helen
Mirren. Helen Mirren's great. She's great.
I know she's on the Bond film. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking someone else.
She's a legend.
Who's the lady in the Bond films?
Yeah, it's not her. One last thing, a movie, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, great movie.
With Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise. Have you seen it?
Great movie.
I haven't seen it. I think you'll like that sort of action-y sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, I think the premise is strong enough, and it's even the. I think you'll be able to see past the sci-fi.
Oh, so, actually,
two great actors.
Do they go into that dome thing? No,
you're talking about Hunger Games.
No. I think I'm thinking of a different movie.
Judi Dench is the person in Bond. She's great.
So Oliver says.
Yeah. Right.
97, this is in the chat, 97 is as hot as I thought, but Tommy and Josh got the stuff.
Got the stuff.
What does got the stuff mean? And what does Oliver think of George?
Yeah.
Got the stuff. Are they just referring to my books?
I think...
No.
Maybe you guys are the full package.
So...
What does that mean?
But if they're saying that, if Oliver's saying that Sevs is hot, we don't have to.
Sevs is hot. No, we're a couple of blind
but,
hours.
But you've got the stuff. What does that mean? If you've got the stuff, yeah.
I'd rather be called hot than you've got the stuff.
The stuff. You're like, yeah, what I don't stuff? Need stuff.
What kind of stuff? Have I got stuffing?
You're minimalist.
Yeah, I don't need stuff. I want to be hot.
Still time, baby. You're young. 29.
Yeah. I might be a 29. Hot 60-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Grey hair?
Why not?
Or bald? You'd be bald.
Give us a smile. Give us your hot smile.
All right, you guys are outrageous.
What's the plot?
Why did you switch to George? Was that just accidental?
Yeah, it was a mistake. Been a long day.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us in the comments. Thanks for listening to the show. How can people sign up to be a part of the WhatsApp VIP Gronks group,
Mason? They have to go to... I'm cutting Mason off because I'll be managing the VIP Gronks going forward. Yeah.
Will you?
I'm the head of VIP.
I believe it's my phone number that it's attached to.
Will it be?
Oh, really?
Well, at the moment, yeah. Well,
what do you mean at the moment? Account. You didn't even download the fucking app.
No, I have it. I've created the account. I've done more than you've done.
On the WhatsApp business, are you using the business one?
Yeah, I've done it.
When did you do that?
Just before the episode.
Okay, so you tried to use, I see, it's a power grab. You want to use your phone number?
We can do what you want. We don't have to use my phone. We can use your phone number if you want.
No, all right, we'll use your phone number. So you're fine with it being open?
Sure. Yeah, that's okay.
So what's your phone number?
0435-271-409.
Okay, good.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
And so if you want to be a VIP,
Oliver,
go to thedailytalkshow.com
/Gronks
and you can sign up there. Grace says, giving his number out to everyone now. Yeah.
Great, yeah. Oh, Sean Mendes. Okay, great. Jem just said, I stand by what I said when I met Sevs. Sean Mendes vibes.
But less talented.
Also, Oliver replied.
Less talented.
Oliver said, just got surprised by the close-up of Josh's face and didn't want to discount Tommy, that's all. And then about a second later said, okay, I've made my mind up. Which I'm assuming was from your smiley tongue face, Josh.
So is that good, do you think? Was that good?
I think he likes you. Yeah.
Really?
Still no mention of me, that's fine.
It's your lining.
Give us the tongue, Josh.
No, give us the tongue, George.
George.
Dude, can you do the... I can't tell you're doing it, George. Are you doing
where's
it?
The tongue?
You doing
where's
it, George?
Tongue? Oh, is that a tongue joke? I was doing it.
No, you weren't.
Where?
His tongue's so small. No, do the tongue. Where is it?
I can't see it.
That's ridiculous.
Alrighty, we've lost the plot. All right, it's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.